I started when I was 13. So that's going on 13 years. One summer I was super bored. You know, I played a lot of video games, a little overweight when I was a kid. And I saw some kids in the neighborhood. We had the smooth pavement in our suburb. And there's these group of kids that are just skating. I thought it looked really cool. And it looked like they were having fun. So I begged my mom to get me a skateboard, and she wouldn't have it. And I bugged the hell out of her. And then she finally went to Freddy's and got me one of those really shitty boards. Can I cuss? Too late. You know, the trucks are real tight and the board was real cheap. And I rode around on that and learned some basics. And I got a real board for Christmas. My first deck was a Zero New Blood board. You got a group of outcasts, people who don't fit in. They congregate and they skate. I don't really look at it that way. I mean, yeah, there are kids that are like that. But skating to me was just a lot of fun. It was my thing. I'm terrible at sports, but I was really good at kickflips. It's a lifestyle, it's my main hobby. Like, I don't go do push-ups or lift weights or go running. I hate running. And skating is fun. So I go skate. It's good exercise. It hurts, but... Some people will probably treat it like, oh, I'm a rebel. I'm gonna come skate this spot because they told me I can't. And they told me they'd call the cops on me. You know, there is that. That happens, for sure. There are some bad eggs that give skating a bad name, but you can't loop us underneath that umbrella, because that's not fair. There's a lot of good kids out there who skate, and I'll back them up like 100%. And I'll be like, yeah, now do a kickflip, you know. Yeah, now do it and switch. And if they're spray painting or skating where they shouldn't be, I'd be like, not my business. So